This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. Hey, if you just joined us, don't forget, if you missed the first part, you can get podcasts after the fact. Max pumps those things into the computer right after we get off the air. You can find them at goodlifeguy.com. There's a link, or you can go right to knssradio.com and look for audio and find The Good Life. You can do that. On the phone with me is the author of Cook Once, Eat All Week, Cassie Joy Garcia. Fed and Fit is her website, and you should check that out. You can learn more about Cassie, and you can order a copy of the books. It says 26 weeks of gluten-free affordable meal prep to preserve your time and sanity. Everyone loves that, and I just love the table of contents, Cass, and that's probably a good place to start. You laid out the book a little different than most cookbooks.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We did. Yes. So what we wanted to provide folks were with, you know, there's this point, you mentioned it earlier, but there's a struggle, not only for my family. I have a small, young family. We've got a 18-month-old, and we're growing and busy, and my husband and I both work. And sometimes, even though it's a priority to get a healthy homemade dinner on the table most nights of the week, it's a struggle. And the same was true for so many Fed and Fit readers. They kept saying, why is getting dinner on the table so hard? It takes so much time to plan, so much time to cook. A lot of folks were giving up their entire weekend just to plan, grocery shop, and then meal prep for the week to come. And it was a major labor. And if they missed that meal prep period, then they were left kind of scrounging to get together something on the dinner table. And so we reorganized this book to make it as easy and plug and chug as possible for the folks who just wanted an easy button really to get a healthy homemade dinner on the table. So we organized the recipes into sets of meals. We call them weeks. And what we provide you with are three composed compiled dinners, and then two what we call bonus dinners that are a little bit different. But essentially, we're trying to help you get dinner on the table for five nights of the week. And we provide you these sets of meals, and they work together so that your grocery shopping and your prep is as efficient as possible. So it usually revolves around, let's say, a focused protein, a focused vegetable, and a focused starch. So let's say hypothetically it's chicken, you know, roasted chicken, and maybe broccoli, and maybe sweet potatoes. And so we have that on your grocery list along with some other accompanying vegetables. But what we're going to do is we're going to turn those cooked components into three totally different dinners. So we cook them on your prep day. Maybe we roast the chicken, bake the sweet potatoes, and steam the broccoli. But you take those, and then you take those cooked components and package them away. Maybe whip up a couple sauces. We walk you through how to do that. And then we take these cooked components and transform them into three totally different meals. So you don't feel like you're eating the same thing all week long. Maybe it's a buffalo chicken casserole. And then the second meal is maybe a Greek sheet pan dinner. And maybe the third meal is a chicken teriyaki bowl. Mm. So totally different components. Save folks a ton of time. It's really starting to save folks a lot of money. And then, you know, and then what's key and what we really wanted was to give you guys, readers, myself, everybody who's using the book, that sanity back, you know, that stress of having to plan it all.
Well, and the, you know, there's so many potential positives and teaching moments. If you have a family and you have preteen kids, 12, 13 years old, whatever, maybe even younger, if they help with the prep, they can maybe even put the meal on the table while you're on your way home from work, you know.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I've been getting these incredible letters from readers, let's say a lot of women who will write to me and say, I can't believe it, but I got home. And just exactly what you're saying, my teenage son was able to quickly put together the parts and pieces, put the casserole in the oven, and it was ready by the time I got home from work.
Yep.
Or other folks in the family who just aren't necessarily comfortable in the kitchen, really, it's a good entry level into learning how to cook and how to put flavors together.
Well, especially if they're involved in the prep day, whatever day that you choose to do that. I think that's cool. I love the little graphic with in the How It Works section with how many people does each weekly meal plan feed, and you can tailor that to mix your family style. You touched on it, but you look at ground beef and you go, ground beef, cabbage, and carrots. And you're thinking, well, what all can I do with that? But the reality of it is there's so much just in that section alone. It's Italian wedding soup, Texas beef chili, and Asian beef lettuce cups. And then leftovers. I mean, what the heck? I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Talk about some of the health aspects and things that you emphasize in the book when it comes to prep day and maybe even some of the ingredient substitutes.
Yeah, so as a nutrition consultant, part of my job over the years has been to cater to folks who have dietary restrictions. And so it was very important to me to make sure that that community of all the different subsets and parts and pieces that are out there can use this resource. So whether you are low-carb, nut-free, egg-free, dairy-free, grain-free, you name it, we have if there's a substitution that will work in the recipe, then we went ahead and we tested it rigorously, and then we included it. And we also included those notes on the shopping list. So we do have for every week of meals, we have, in addition to the three recipes and the detailed prep day instructions, but we have these shopping lists so that you're able to just take that with you to the grocery store, take a photo of it or what have you. But if you want one of those dietary modifications, we've got that note included there as well. And for folks listening, if they've ever done a dairy-free modification of a recipe before and it turned into goop afterwards, and they wonder, you know, did anybody test this? I just want everyone to know we're very picky about our modifications, and if it's on there, it will definitely work.
Well, and funny you were saying that. As you were, just before you started that, I was looking at dairy-free swaps. And if a recipe calls for Parmesan cheese, grated or hard, nutritional yeast as a substitute, really?
Wow. Yes, it has a really nice cheesy flavor. And if you want, and it's a great source of B vitamins. I can't help but geek out a little bit. But it's a great source of B vitamins. So if you really want an entry level, the fun thing to do with nutritional yeast, this is just a bonus, this is not in the book, but you can take pop your own popcorn at home and toss it in some nutritional yeast, and you'll have this really nutrient-dense B vitamin popcorn that tastes like cheddar popcorn.
I'll be dang. I'm a popcorn kind of guy, especially during football season. You have a good section on food safety when you're doing a prep day and you've got to pack everything away. One, you need some containers. You got that covered, and you've got some refrigerator and freezer techniques and things to give you guides on how long you should keep the food product. I think that's healthy and good. And I think when I look at the first weekly array, it's weekly meals and bonus dinners by protein, and you know you could pick out any week and modify it by protein, and then go through the book and find that. You don't have to stick to the, week one, week whatever. You can change it up, you know.
Absolutely.
That's good stuff.
Yes, and that's what I...
Go ahead.
Exactly. That was the hope behind it, is we numbered the weeks because I thought it would be helpful for folks to say, you know, I really am in love with week 14. But it wasn't meant to be prescriptive. You have to go through them 1-26 in order. My hope is that folks jump around and go with the dishes that call to them.
Yep. I like it. I think every time I flip through, I just love looking at the drawings. These are colored artwork that represents the food items that you're using to cook with. And then pretty much each recipe has a beautiful photograph of the finished dish, which is always a big help. Pretty fun. What are some of the things that you tell people on prep day? Because if you think about it, you work all week. Yes, you took a prep day, and now we're probably talking about a weekend day. It can fill a whole day, and some people, you know, take Saturday to recover, and Sunday they're already dreading Monday and watching football. So then what do we do? How much time do you think the average home chef would need to devote to prep day?
That's a great question. It depends on if you have a toddler that you're chasing around in the meantime, but I would say that's my life. But I would say that we engineered those prep days and these weeks so that you're in the kitchen for no longer than an hour and a half. Now, of total active time, so that's 90 minutes, compared to when I was meal prepping in a traditional sense, it was between 4 and 6 hours of effort. And so, and we walk you through, if anybody has ever hosted a big meal, let's say Thanksgiving dinner, it's a real production. And when you're putting together your menu, you also put together a schedule, right? 3 days out, you start making the pies. 2 days out, you start making maybe some condiments. And the day before, you get up or you put the turkey in the oven at 3 o'clock in the morning and you time the use of the oven thereafter so that dinner's on the table hot all at once. And so we did that mental math for people on these prep day instructions because I want to make sure that your time in the kitchen is as efficient as possible. So we tell you, put this in the oven first, then boil the potatoes, then start the broccoli. And while all those things are cooking, whip up these sauces and chop these veggies. And by the time this is done in the oven, you'll have time to shred this and then package it all up within that 90-minute window.
You know, I think it couldn't be easier. If you were a new on your own, learning to cook kind of person, you're newlywed, you're at college, whatever, just the information and the technique that is in prep day is worth the cost of the book. You know, the only thing missing, though, Cass, is at the end, like in the first week there with the ground meat and making the pizza crust and stuffed zucchini and such. At the end, after mince the garlic, there should be open the fridge, have a glass of Chardonnay.
There's room for artistic interpretation.
There you go. And then I look at this spinach artichoke pizza that you make this crust out of. And everybody knows that pizza is not one of the most low-calorie, good-choice food items. But, boy, this looks like it really could be. And then, of course, it's so customizable, so easy to do and healthy. I love that.
Yes, it is. That's one of my favorite dishes in there, and it's really fun to make. So that's part of one of the lower-carb week options for folks who are wanting something like that. And you take the ground meat and you roll it out into a pan, cook it, and that becomes your crust. And then on top of that, we're able to really load it up with a bunch of vegetables. It's really delicious.
Oh man, I don't know. I'm a big fan of artichokes and mushrooms, and they're featured prominently on the top of this with some spinach and good stuff. Everybody loves stuffed zucchini boats. That's another recipe in that first week section using ground beef. And if you've never done this, you can think of the options. You could use zucchini. You could use eggplant. But the zucchini looks so good. And again, cheesy, good stuff. Ground beef stroganoff, you can't go wrong. And then you're up to week three. Man, the book is so cool. I wish you the best of luck. I hope you sell you a bazillion copies. And I can't wait to see you on TV.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Cassie Joy Garcia, the book is called Cook Once, Eat All Week. If you call now, Cassie and I, the publisher and the PR company, are going to allow us to give away a copy of the book. So you know the number. It's 316-869-1330. Call now. Caller number 5. Max will take down your information. Cassie, have a great weekend. Thanks for being a part of The Good Life today.
Thank you so much.
See ya. Call now, 316-869-1330. Max is anxiously awaiting your call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.